Fucking trap music.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
It's us. We're back.
Yes, this is episode 49.
Whoa, 49.
Of Catnaps and Cognac. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, guys. If you're a return listener, thank you for joining us. And if this is your first time listening, then I suggest that you go onto the Podbean website and catch up on the other 48 episodes.
Woo!
It's chock full of fun.
Chock full of fun.
Yes, lots of fun. Yeah, episode 49.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's almost been a year.
Yeah.
Oh
my
gosh.
Have grown so much.
We really have.
Listen, we were 1.
Yes.
We got to 13. We had our bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
We became legal at 18.
Yes.
We became really legal at 21.
Yep.
We hit our dirty 30.
Dirty 30!
We were looking fine at 40.
I know, that's wrong.
We haven't hit menopause yet.
Not yet!
So next week is a big 5-0.
Yeah, wow!
But until then, we'll enjoy 49.
Yes, that indeed we will do. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. I'm well.
I'm not well.
I'm not well.
If you guys have never seen Unfaithful, that's one of the...
Yeah, that's a quote from there. You definitely need to see that movie.
Yeah.
What are you doing that you haven't seen it?
I mean, it's not a movie that needs to be seen.
Really? I feel like it's a cult classic kind of movie.
Is it a cult classic?
Probably not. I feel like it is amongst us.
I mean, we like it because it's funny, even though it's not supposed to be funny. So
apparently that's what...
kind of dickheads.
We have these morbid senses of humor. And
awful.
We find things that are not supposed to be funny at all very funny.
Right.
Yes.
So we were supposed to talk about what made us laugh so much
in
The Best Man Holiday.
So if y'all ain't seen the movie...
It's been a month.
It's been a month. Come on, y'all. Get with it. So there's a scene in the movie where... What's the Panamanian actress's name?
I don't know. The one who
was on
on The Real Housewives of Westchester.
Yeah, her.
I forgot what her name was.
I forget her name. That's the Diddy one. And... she gets into it with, her name is Michelle.
Her name on the show, on the movie, was Candace.
Candace.
Yeah.
So she gets into it with Candace, and Candace is now married to the uppity girl's ex-boyfriend. And they get into a fight over some foolishness. I can't remember now. Was it because of the video?
Yeah, she knew about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they get into it over this video that the husband found, you know, got in a text message about from his wife.
I don't even know how they got that video because this was like pre-YouTube.
So that person like took it off of their camcorder.
Because it really said like 1997 in the corner.
Yeah, so they took it off of their camcorder, put it onto a DVD or whatever.
Something.
Then uploaded it out to YouTube.
Lord.
That person really, really, really had it out for Candace, apparently.
Yeah.
So anywho, so this video, it basically alludes to the fact that she goes in and kind of prostitutes herself. And at this point in time, they're now running this prestigious, you know, private school or whatever. So word gets out, the uppity girl found out about the video, and she calls...
Because they had accidentally switched, they had the same phone, and then she grabbed the wrong phone.
She grabbed the wrong
phone. And this video was magically on the screen.
On the screen. Nobody had lock codes, nothing. You just open, swipe, pop, the video's still there.
Apparently. Anyway, the girls get into a fight.
A nasty fight.
Like, it was a great fight.
Yes, in front of the kids.
In front of the kids.
And so the uppity girl, the uppity girl's his daughter.
So she was, so what did she say? She was like,
I can't remember what she said before it.
She said, mommy, like, why, she goes, why are you fighting? Something like that.
Something like that. And she's like, it's okay, baby. Mommy's not fighting. Let's enjoy our Christmas. And then she goes, it doesn't really feel like Christmas to me.
Let me tell you. That part should not have been so funny.
We were supposed to be like, it was heartbreaking. Like, oh.
It was at first. Like,
I didn't find it heartbreaking. Maybe because it was a movie. No, you know what? If a kid did that in front of me, I probably would have laughed. But. Yo, it was Ari who set it off. Cause
wasn't me.
It was you. It was you. Cause I was sitting there like, like, okay. But she started hollering. I was trying to be good because they always get on me.
I was sniggling and giggling, hooting and hollering in this movie theater. Like, I said it last week. I'm going to say it. I embarrassed myself how much I was laughing, and I could not stop laughing for the life of me. Like, in my mind, I was like, girl, get it together.
You need to get it, girl.
Stop laughing. But as soon as she said, it doesn't feel like Christmas to me, like, tears came. In the theater. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Jesus.
It was so bad.
I was trying to be good. She set it off. She set it off. And so both of us are sitting there like screaming, laughing, and crying. I had this one big girl turn around and look at me.
Yes.
Like, what's wrong with y'all?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Ooh, that should not have been that funny, but it was. Have.
And I kept laughing throughout the rest of the movie.
Every time I saw her face, I wanted to laugh.
She was so cute, though. She was really, really cute.
And she had this little lisp, and... Ooh. Oh, God.
And then remember when she sang?
She sang Holy Night. Oh, Holy Night indeed. Oh, God. That was good to us. We were laughing, and that's what they said. It was funny. Yes. And then that second part that made us laugh real hard was when they delivered the baby in the car. He gonna swing the door. It's a girl.
It's a girl.
Sir. You're a football player.
I always hate, like, scenes where, in, like, movies and TV shows where they're not having babies in hospitals. Like, I hate those.
Me too.
Like, it's just so, like, it's so beyond cliche at this point.
It really
like,
is.
Remix it a little bit, like y'all couldn't even pull over. Y'all was still driving to the hospital, and like
popped right out like that. Like people be in labor for 23 hours.
There was no umbilical cord. No,
it was just beautiful baby just popped out.
Right. It was just like, come on.
Let's be realistic.
You could have did that, Malcolm Lee, the director.
Right. Let's be realistic here.
Please, let's be realistic. It was snow. Wasn't it snowing too?
It was snowing. They was riding. It was trapped
in an SUV. Like y'all couldn't even put the seats down, like.
I've had enough.
It was just too much.
But that part made us really, really laugh. And maybe if you guys go back and see it, it'll make you laugh too now. Maybe we can bring the comedy to it. Because that was funny to us.
Woo! All right, let's get started.
Let's get started. All right, well, now we're getting started, and it's to some very sad news.
Yeah. Which you guys have probably already heard, and if you haven't, what you've been doing.
Yeah. Right, where have you been? Under a rock? So, Nelson Mandela passed away at the age of 95.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? A lot of people were really sad about his death, and I think that he lived a very full life, and if anything, we need to celebrate the life that he lived, not mourn it. Because he did so much, especially for the country, you know, for South Africa. I mean, for someone who spent, you know, a third of his life in jail, for him to be able to come out and then become president, get, you know, basically abolish apartheid and all this other stuff, like, that is amazing. So, I like I said, I think he lived a very full life and a life that we need to celebrate. And, yeah. I thought it was sad. Matter of fact, like, when I heard the news, like, very it was really random. So I was talking to my LS, I was texting her, and she was like, oh my God, it's so sad that Nelson Mandela died. And I was like, what? Because the thing is, I have been, like, kind of ghost on Twitter, so I was like, when did this happen? It happened that day when she was telling me. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And she said that, you know, all his family was around, and, you know, he passed, you know, with loved ones. It wasn't mm-hmm. like he was alone and sick in a hospital by himself. So, if any way to go, I think that's a beautiful way to pass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what do you think?
I mean, I definitely think it's sad. And because I have to cover it for work, mm-hmm. we've been doing something on it, like, every single day. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I've never really learned about apartheid when I was in school.
Oh, okay.
So I got to learn more about it.
Yeah.
Got to learn about the stories, about just people, you know, expressing how they first met Mandela and everything. So it's been kind of cool to, like, to listen to that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it makes me want to learn more.
Yeah.
About South Africa.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not sure if I would have done it with, I mean, I'm sure I probably would have wanted to find out one day.
Right.
But at least now it's just like, okay, I'm, like, welcoming it.
Right, right.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's definitely sad, but for everything that he's done, I mean, there's no way that anyone could be sad about that.
Right.
He's lived his life purpose.
Exactly. He definitely did. If anybody did, I can say that definitely about Nelson Mandela.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And right now there's a, is it biopic or biopic? I never know which one.
I call it biopic.
Biopic. That's what I say.
But I'm not sure exactly how it's pronounced.
Sure.
I don't think I've ever really heard anyone say biopic.
I have.
Really?
Yes. And so then I felt, I was like, is this another Godiva moment? Godiva. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, that's how I thought that Godiva chocolates was pronounced. I was like, let us store Godiva. I want to go in there. All these little chocolates. This is cute, but it's actually Godiva. Anywho, so Idris Elba is playing Nelson Mandela in mm-hmm. the biopic. At first I was just like, I mean, he's a good actor. Of course, I love Idris Elba. I just didn't think, I don't know, whenever I think of a biopic, I know it's hard to find an actor who looks exactly like the person that they're portraying. But I was just like, you look nothing like Nelson Mandela to me. So I would have a hard time seeing it.
From what I understand, because I haven't seen the movie yet, but from what I understand, I heard he did a really good job at portraying him. I think someone said, like, in the beginning it was hard for them to dissociate the two.
Yeah.
But he, like, really fell into the role. Like, apparently he really sounded just like him. And I was watching him on Oprah. He did Next Chapter mm-hmm. with Oprah. And he said that because his parents are African,
yeah.
he pretty much modeled Nelson Mandela, even though he, of course, had to really go into Mandela. Mm-hmm. But he pretty much, like, modeled the role after his father.
Oh, okay.
And then he said, like, when his father saw the movie, and his father passed away as well.
Yeah.
Right after, right? I think it was, like, not too long ago.
Yeah, it was, like, 2 days after Nelson Mandela passed, I believe.
I don't know, but I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that when his father saw the movie, that he saw his father. So it was like everything was like connected.
Wow. Wow. And I believe his parents are from Ghana, right?
His dad is from Sierra Leone.
Okay.
I don't know if his mom is from there either.
Okay.
Or as well.
Mm. He's a very handsome man.
He is.
Ooh, yum. I love me some Idris Elba. Hello. Stop you up with a biscuit. His mother's Ghanaian. She's from Ghana.
We need to play the
Dominum game
for ourselves.
I don't know how to pronounce this. Yeah, and his father's from Sierra Leone. A Sierra Leonean. Oh wow, that's the Dominum for people from Sierra Leone. So I want to see the movie. It's out now. I don't mm-hmm. know. Is it in, like, major theaters? Or? Is it, like,
I mean, it will be here because we live in New York.
True. You're right. I don't know about the rest of y'all. You may have to catch it on the fly. But, no,
I think it's in theaters now.
Okay. Yeah, because I did see advertisements for it. And I'm interested in seeing it. Definitely interested in seeing it. However, when I first heard about it, I was just like, he looks nothing like Nelson Mandela.
No.
And I don't know how they're going to make him look like Nelson Mandela. But then maybe that's not what they were going for.
No, probably not. Because there have been so many people who have played Nelson Mandela. And I just found out the first person to play Nelson Mandela was Danny Glover.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, you just never know. Nelson, he played... Well, Danny Glover, now Idris Elba, Morgan Freeman, Terrence Howard.
Come on, you know, Morgan Freeman, okay. Nah, Terrence Howard, get out
right,
of here.
Right, right.
Terrence Howard looks like a Mexican. He does. He just, he looks...
Is so it his hair?
Maybe, I don't know. He just always looks so... And he always had that little itty-bitty mustache. I don't
I just feel like he's just, he was just made for the 40s.
Yeah, looking like Lou Bega.
Like, I... One, two, three, four, five. Oh my gosh.
I feel like he was. He was perfect. Was he in Idlewild? He was one of the bad guys in Idlewild, wasn't he?
I don't know. I didn't see Idlewild.
He fit in perfectly in there.
Hustle and Flow. He played a pimp.
Hustle and Flow was such an awful movie. I don't know why people watched that movie. It was trash. Trash. I don't know how people watch that movie. John Singleton, boo. Okay?
Yeah, in my heart, I can't trust Terrence Howard.
Me either. He always plays this slimy, grimy person.
He does. Except probably in, was that movie Pride? I never saw it.
Whatever, I still don't like it.
But I believe that you cannot trust someone with a conch in 2013.
You right.
So, I will never, ever, ever trust Terrence Howard.
He just looks so fidgety, and his voice is always so shaky. he's just, I don't know. He creeps me out. I don't like Terrence Howard. I'm so sorry. However, I do like his character in The Best Man.
Yes, because he's a jerk. It's like him. It was like you're looking in a mirror.
Yeah. I always liked his character.
He sends dick pics all the time, I'm
nasty
sure.
Nasty bastard.
He's probably always sweaty.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about him. Why are you always so sweaty? It's because you're so fidgety all the time. Just sit down.
I don't know who I was talking to, but someone said that they saw him on the train one time. And
was he sweating?
It wasn't that he was like sweaty, but he was like trying to make eye. It was another guy. He was like trying to make eye contact because it was like, "Yo, it's Terrence Howard." And Terrence Howard saw him looking at him, so he purposely didn't look at him, but was like looking at the lady next to him, like, "Oh, you want like take pictures?" And like, "Yeah,
I'm jerky."
Yeah, I don't know.
Ugh, that's why he knows how to play these jerks so well, because he is one.
It's weird. But going back to Idris Elba, he was nominated for a Golden Globe. The nominations came out today.
For the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, check him out. Yeah. I believe I think he won one for the show that he has on BBC, Luther.
Yep, and he was also nominated for that as well.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Check him out.
Double nominee.
Hey, honey. No, you guys gotta watch Luther. He's phenomenal in that. Especially because, I mean, not just because he's speaking in his native English accent. Oh my God, swoon. But he's just a really, really, really good actor.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
I need to get back into that because I only saw the first episode. My sister loves the show.
It's so good.
And I remember I told her, I was like, oh yeah, I was like, maybe you want to watch Luther. I said, that's probably something you would like. I was like, one of my friends said that it was really good. So she watched Luther on Netflix. And then when I saw her like in the summertime, she was like, what's going on with Luther?
No, really, what's going on with
it? And I was like, what are you talking about? She was like, girl, it hasn't been on. She's like, where did it go?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think I heard it's coming back, and I think it did come back, right?
I don't know.
No, I think it came back.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
I mean, he had to be nominated for something for it to come back.
There was season two, and season two was only 4 episodes.
I know, yeah.
And I was like, what the hell is going on here?
It's back, though.
Okay, so then I gotta catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's on Netflix, or I'll find some way to watch it online.
Maybe it's on Hulu.
Yeah. He is a phenomenal actor, and that show is really well written. It's a suspense type show.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's crime, right? He's
a
detective.
He's a detective, but it's also like things that are going on in his life personally. It's not just crimes, because the thing is, he's going through the divorce, and a lot of the crimes or a lot of the criminals know what's going on with him personally and attack him that way.
Wow, yeah, it's really, that's
weird.
Messed up.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Luther.
Yeah, he's just a really phenomenal actor. Not just you know, good looking. He's a really good actor. And I remember he was on The Wire.
Yes.
Stringer Bell.
He was hot. That's where I first saw him, and I was like, oh, he's hot.
Yeah, who's this? Mitchell, just
for him. But I also loved Wood Harris, so I thought he was hot on that show, too.
I've always loved him.
So I kind of liked Wood Harris a little bit more than Idris Elba, to be honest with you. But the way Wood Harris looks now is not all that great.
He needs to eat something.
I don't know what it is, but, hey, such is life.
He needs some porridge. and he was also in...
My Name, My Kid, Javon.
No, number one ladies detective agency.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a couple of episodes.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, and he was a bad guy.
Oh.
Yeah, and he spoke in his, he faked an African accent. I don't remember where they were from in that. I think they weren't from Nigeria because they didn't trust Nigerians. I remember that.
Is that show? How long was it on for?
One season, and it was supposed to come back for a second season.
Yeah, didn't people like that show?
We really liked it. It was supposed to come back for a second season. I remember Jill Scott saying that she was back in wherever the hell they were filming it at in Africa for the second season, and then never
did
came
you
back.
Like the books?
I never read them. I didn't even know there were books.
Oh,
yeah, I never knew there were books. I just saw the show on HBO, and I really liked it. But yeah, and he was on there too for a little bit, and he was a bad guy.
Hmm.
Yeah. Really bad guy.
Well, Idris Elba, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Doing a biopic has to be incredibly hard.
I'm sure it is.
Incredibly, incredibly.
And I'm sure it's a lot you have to live up to because, you know, you're sitting here portraying this guy. He's an international, you know, internationally known person. So if you're going to do it, you got to do it well because people are going to criticize you. So if he was nominated for a Golden Globe, I'm sure that he must have done a pretty good job. Check you out, Idris Elba. And guess what? Speaking of, being so great, he was, Essence's, hottest man of the year.
Oh yeah.
So he won that too. Keep it coming, honey.
I'm sure. I feel like he would have probably been in for like 10 years in a row.
Right? Like, who's hotter than Idris Elba right now? For Essence. Come on. Come on. Who's hotter than Idris Elba? Exactly. You can't think of anybody. I have Terrence Howard is not on this.
I'm sure he is with his slick back.
He looks like a wet Malta. He looks like
stop it. You gotta stop.
It does. It looks like a hot mom. Anyway. So moving on to other persons of the year.
Yes.
So Time voted Pope Francis as the person of the year.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's great because he would just came into, I guess, Popedom.
Yeah. Papaldom, whatever they call it.
Was it this year?
I think it was this year.
And, like, he has done so many great things. I personally have never paid attention to a pope until Pope Francis.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think I have either. Maybe because I'm not Catholic, so I don't really follow a pope and what they do. But this year, they made it such a big deal. And I think now with the whole, like, you know, everybody being connected to the media and, you know, social media, and you get these news updates, I was just like, you had to be, kind of. You couldn't really escape it. And then that was the first time I knew about the whole white smoke, black smoke stuff that comes out of the church, that mm-hmm. stuff, you know?
For when they found the new pope.
Right, exactly. So, you know, the whole, like, culture, ceremony and culture behind it was actually pretty cool to find out about. And he's been doing great things, and people seem to love him.
Yeah, you know what I like about him is because he really seems like he is of the people.
Yes,
and
that's what I like about him.
And it's not so much saying, like, he's not focusing on religion, because he is, because he's a pope.
Right.
But it's more about doing good rather than doing what's good for the Catholic Church.
Right.
And that's what I really love.
Exactly.
Like, he is washing Muslim women's feet.
Right.
He's going into the night and helping homeless people.
Exactly.
Like, who does that?
Who does that?
Dressing up like a regular pope?
Pope Francis.
Pope Francis.
That's who does it.
And one other thing that I really, really liked about him was he had to solve the Catholic Church. Like, come on, y'all. Like, we've been talking about gays a little bit too much. Like, we need to focus our attention somewhere else.
We gotta chill.
People love who they love. Like, it's not our focus right now.
Exactly.
Let's chill.
Let's chill and let's focus on other things.
Right.
Because, I mean, it kind of seemed like that was, like, the whole focus of, you know, the Catholic regime.
For that year.
Eradicate homosexuality.
Right.
Like, they're not going to go away, okay? They're not doing that. So, focus your energy onto something else because you're wasting your time here. And there are hungry people in the world. There mm-hmm. are people who need to come to Christianity that we need to bring over to Christianity. Let's focus on those people and try to get these people into heaven or purgatory, wherever y'all go, Catholic people, sorry. I know y'all go to heaven, but I know y'all pay money to get to purgatory just in case you weren't good enough to get to heaven. That's what I've heard. Catholic people who are listening, please correct me if I'm wrong, but that's my understanding of purgatory. Purgatory is that, like, I'm not in hell, but I'm not in heaven either. So it ain't hot, but I'm not having a great time. Funny thing is, though, speaking of heaven and hell, somebody was saying this the other day. He was like, don't heaven sound boring to y'all? He was like, basically, we're also going to be up there singing church hymns and doing nothing. Like, we can't have sex. We can't listen to rap music. We can't do anything up there. And I was like, oh.
Who said that?
Somebody tweeted that the other day.
I do not think that's what heaven
and
is about.
And I was like, I've never thought of heaven that way.
Me neither.
I've just thought of, like, eternal greatness.
Yeah, heaven is brunches.
Yeah.
Heaven is mimosas.
No, we're not going to be drinking in heaven.
We can't have mimosas in heaven? What about
in heaven.
Right, we can have as many mimosas as we want. We won't get drunk. Heaven is about cartoons.
I know that's right.
Heaven is about
24/7 cartoons.
Roller skating,
yes.
Rainbows, ice cream.
Yes.
Like, come on.
Get fat.
I mean, heaven is about rap music because God gave him these gifts. Why wouldn't it be about that?
Is it going to be Christian rap?
Not all the time. We just have to listen to Christian rap first.
Just appease Jesus.
Yeah.
Look now. All right, we'll listen to this off first.
This is what happens. We'll listen to Christian rap first, and then we'll be like, is Jesus gone? Okay. Because he already knows what we're going to do. So, I mean, he doesn't mind.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
That's what heaven is like. Our cars don't break down
yes.
in heaven. We can teleport.
And just get to anywhere we want.
Yeah.
And we'll be with our friends all the time. Have endless, endless, endless bowls of spaghetti with Prego sauce.
Is that your favorite?
My favorite. The regular traditional Prego sauce.
Heaven is like Hook, the movie.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that's what I imagine
yes.
what heaven is like.
See? He just gave me this really distorted like, I don't like that heaven.
It sounded like the devil had him for a second.
Right.
The devil said, party down here with me. You don't want to go to heaven because you're just going to be on the harp.
Right.
No.
I don't want to go to that heaven.
There are people going to be on the harp, though.
But it's going to be...
when you want to relax and
right.
stuff.
You know, when you go to the spa.
Harps and hammocks. It's a store that they have.
Harps and hammocks.
You
but
just
you won't
float.
Need money. You won't need money. You just go there and get your stuff.
You'll be like, play it again, Angel Sam. Heaven sounds great.
Okay. I'm still going there. I don't know about his heaven.
You know what I mean? I would want him to come.
I would want him to come too. But he needs to get real. Because he was like, he tweeted that and I was like, what? What kind of heaven is that? He was like, we won't get to have sex in heaven.
You won't need to have sex.
You won't want to. In heaven, you're not going to want that. You're not going to want it. Who's procreating in heaven?
No one.
Everybody who's going to be alive is going to be there. And we're not going to want that. That urge is going to be gone. Exactly. All we're going to want is ice cream and spaghetti.
You can still give hugs.
I don't need those.
Oh, right. Forgot who I was talking to.
You can keep your hugs. I'll give you a very sisterly wave.
I think maybe you can still, like, schnog.
Hmm. Why not?
I think that's acceptable.
Yeah, kippy.
Ooh. Ooh, and God. Then you can sing kisses to your loved ones.
Yes. Exactly.
Down below.
Oh.
That's not what I meant to say.
No.
Wait, what?
Francis. Yes. You're awesome.
You are awesome.
And he tweets.
I like that.
I like that he tweets. I do like that.
He's so relatable. That's what I really like about him.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing.
I feel like, I didn't really know other popes or anything like that, but I just feel like he's been the most relatable pope. He's really
they call him the people's pope.
The people. Yeah, he's definitely the people's pope, and I really liked it about him. They made a good decision picking him. Very good decision.
Well, people also voted. You could vote.
Yes. So, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was a good decision to have him become the pope. I don't know about the other candidates, not to say that
people are a little upset that Snowden wasn't the person of the year. Because it was like, where in the world is Snowden?
I guess.
He kept everyone on their toes. He was in, what, Russia? He was in Antarctica? I don't know where else. Where? I'll see you.
Everywhere, freaking world.
Where in the world is...
I guess I can see why he didn't win, because he kind of, like, is a snitchy tattletale. And people don't like that. So, I kind of get it.
The thing is, for me, is I really feel like even though there's so much bad and stuff happening in the world, we yearn for things that are good more. Yes,
definitely.
And whether it's you're finding yourself or you're getting more spiritual, more whatever, like, our culture, our millennial, even though we don't want it to be called millennials.
Right.
Culture is about doing what we love, finding what we love,
yes.
Being happy.
Yes.
That's, like, above everything else.
It really is
about more of that than about getting money, than about...
It is.
About whatever. So, I feel like anything associated with what will make us happier is what we want.
That's what we want. Right. I agree.
And that's that. That's why we cling to the good, like, Kid President, Bat Kid, I don't know, things that'll make us laugh.
Yeah.
Different that, you know?
Jacacos. What was the thing? I forgot the phrase. It
warms.
It warms the cockles of your heart.
Yes.
So anything that's warming the cockles of your heart, people love that kind of stuff. Especially, I don't know, you know, not to say that we don't love stability and money and things like that, but I think we do definitely put, you know, being happy and, you know, chasing our dreams, mm-hmm. because that makes us happy, above anything else. Above, like, having loads and loads and loads of money. Not to say that people don't want money. We do. But we want things that are going to make us happy, because in the end, you know, I think it's because we're at this age where we've seen people for, you know, generations. Like, we are actually the ones who, like, we have history books, we've read them, we went to school. A lot of us have gone to school, and we've gone, and we've seen how people lived, and it's just like, yeah, you guys had a house and a home, but you weren't happy.
Right. Working at the same job for
50 years. Like, who the fuck wants to do that? Like, ugh. Just even thinking about it just gives me anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't want to be stuck somewhere. But, you know, our parents or our grandparents, like, to them, we're crazy. Like,
we look crazy.
Like, how could you not be at a job for more than 10 years? Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't look good on your resume. Man, ain't nobody checking for no resume in 10 years. Now, if, like, one of my ex-boyfriend, his business teacher told him, like, look, if you've been at a job 5 years and you're still at the same, you need to leave. You need to get out of there because you're not growing. You're not doing anything.
Right.
You're just staying stagnant. And that makes no sense to do that. But other people are happy. You know, older people are like, yo, I worked as a postal worker for 35 years and I did nothing else. I wasn't a supervisor. I didn't do anything. I just stayed a postal worker mm-hmm. for 35 years. No way. Mm-mm. I can't do that. I couldn't do that. I don't think, and that's the thing with millennials. We don't want to do that. We're always looking for the next best thing, which is not necessarily good, but it's not necessarily bad either. We just don't want to stay stagnant.
There's no point in staying in somewhere that's right. going to make you unhappy.
I think we're like the generation that realized that the only thing that's constant is change, and we go along with it.
Right.
And
that's
what I like about it. I mean, hey, more power to us.
More power to us.
Shoot. So, we are nearing the end of the year.
Yes.
2013 has, like, calendar. What's going on? Is there an appointment that you have to get to in 2014? Like, what's going on, calendar? Because I feel like this year just went by so quickly.
It went by super fast.
Super, super fast. We're almost at a year of doing podcasts, which is
that's
crazy. So crazy. but we wanted to talk about some of our favorite things.
Yes.
For our
raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of our favorite things.
I am so proud of you that you knew those words. Check you out. I just want to, you know what I really want to do?
It's one of my favorite Christmas songs.
I love that Christmas song. Honestly, I'm sad that I'm not in a Christmas pageant this year.
You've always been in Christmas pageants?
I've always either like been in a choir or something to sing and perform.
Should we carol for the people of Brooklyn?
I would love to do that.
I hope we, I hope no one does anything bad.
Or bust a cap in our ass. Love to do that. Can we do like ghetto caroling, like for real,
like sing like Donny Hathaway?
Yeah, and Mariah Carey. We just gotta find somebody who could really hit them notes. So, I don't want nobody faking. No. We gotta get like the good like black Christmas songs to go out and sing. Like, that would be so much fun.
That would be so cute.
I wish. We need to propose this to people and see if anybody would do it.
Okay.
Because this.
Let's
fun.
Propose this to you guys.
Yes.
Do you want to be down for the? We can't call it, like, the Black Christmas because...
We hood caroling? I don't know. What are we going to do? Are we going to knock on their doors?
I don't know. I'm nervous.
Me too. Me too.
Let's try to park slow.
Oh, yeah. They'll appreciate it.
They're going to give us money.
Ooh, child. Yes, I'll take it. We going to be out there with our fake books because we already know the words.
I'm gonna
get to know you better.
Do 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 do. It's Christmas.
You got to kill it. Yes, go to Park Slope. But yeah, I mean, before we go back to our favorite things, yeah, I'm sad that I'm not like performing or doing something for Christmas.
Or I'm tweeting it right now.
Yes, do it. We need people to come hood caroling with us. We're going to find a better name.
And hashtagging it. Christmas. Holidays.
Let me go repeat it right now.
Donny Hathaway.
Oh my gosh. Hilarious.
All I want for Christmas is caroling.
We need to do that. That'd be so much fun. She's really like tweeting you guys. So.
Sent.
Here we go. And I'm tweeting it right now. Right now. They gonna change the shortcuts for all of this for the new iOS on the Mac. I can never remember how to get my emojis now. But in case you guys didn't know, it's Control Command Spacebar.
Huh?
To get the emojis.
Oh, it's what?
Control Command Spacebar.
Oh, nice.
It'll take a little while, but it should pop up.
First of all, it always takes a while for these emojis to come out.
I know. What is that about? Now, I don't know if you can put emojis, because the thing is sometimes it won't let you put emojis. Get out of here. It won't let you put emojis in, like, if you're in Safari.
In Safari?
Yeah, if you're in Safari and you try to put, you pop up the emoji thing, it won't let you, like, put it into Safari for you to search it.
Hmm. Oh. I don't know.
Well, here we go. But that's the shortcut, guys. Control, Command, Spacebar. Did it pop up for you?
Nope.
How rude.
That's okay.
Did you upgrade, though? Did you upgrade your iOS?
To the latest one?
Uh-huh.
No.
That's why. For you, then it's, I think it's function alt spacebar. Yeah. Or no, alt one. Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Can't remember. Anywho, so let's get back to our favorite things for 2013. First we have on the list is cider.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Love it. Love cider.
Dee Dee has tried so many different ciders.
I have.
I haven't caught up to as many as she's tried. But she's tried so many, and they've all been great.
Yeah. The first one that I had was the black currant cider, which was amazing. It's a little bitter, but black currant is bitter. Then there was the pumpkin cider. Then there was
pear pumpkin cider. Was awesome.
It came back. Did you see that?
I remember you told me.
Yeah, it came back. Then they had the pear cider, and then I tried the pear apple cider from Trader Joe's, which was just phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta go to Trader Joe's. I don't know if they still have it. So hopefully they do, because it's still winter season, yeah, or whatever, or fall. It's not winter yet, so they should have it. And then also Winter Jack, hello.
Yes,
that is top notch cider right there. Delicious. Yeah. So actually, I'm gonna give a shout out to Carrie Ann, because she's the one who put me on to this bar. And she was like, they have this really good cider. Because when we went to Down the Hatch, I'm not a big beer drinker, but I just saw an apple on the thing, and I was like, is that apple-flavored beer? I'll get that, whatever. And then I was drinking, I was like, this is freaking amazing. What is this? And they're like, oh, it's cider, and it was apple orchard. Tastes much better on tap, mm-hmm, than it does in the bottle. Yeah. It's delicious. So good. And it does get you drunk.
Yes.
I didn't know that cider could get you like that. I really didn't. Like, after 2 pints or a half pint, whatever it is, however much that comes in that cup, you'd be like, okay, I'm a little tipsy. Oh, and then, of course, the hot cider that we had from...
hot cider anytime is great.
Yes, but that hot cider at the bar, Crown Inn, had us on the floor.
Yes. Lord Jesus.
Wow.
Forgive us.
I mean, it was...
Remember, we won't get drunk in heaven.
Because we done got drunk enough on earth. That cider was crazy. It was the one with the whiskey that really set it off.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Whoa. But we love cider.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
We also love thought juice.
Thought juice! Strawberitas!
It all started with the little Lime-a-rita.
Yeah, the Lime-a-ritas. But then in 2013, they came out with the Strawberitas, and everybody was going cuckoo looking for them.
They were great. It was worth it.
Totally. I remember I finally found it at Walgreens, and I was like, and I brought it over here, and I was like,
yes. Oh my gosh.
Yo, we flipped the F out.
Yes. It was like can crushing time.
It was like, oh, there's another one. Yeah.
Get it.
Man. And if you guys don't know what a thought is, I don't know. Somebody even asked what a thought was today, and I was like, well, how long have you been off of the internet for you not to know what a thought was? Like, Google it. Like, when somebody asked that today, they were like, can somebody please tell me what a thought is? Come on now.
And for those of you who don't know what it is, yes, because I wouldn't think that maybe people who listen to podcasts would know, and kudos to you.
Yes. You
but it means, know. It means that hoe over there.
Who even started this? I don't know. It just came across my timeline once, and I was like, what? Okay, whatever. Like, how do you use it in a sentence?
Look at that thought wearing that shit.
But it's so, if you read it, the acronym, look at that hoe over, look, you can't even use it in a sentence.
Huh? What you mean?
Because it's that hoe over there. And if you say, look at that thought wearing that
dress,
look at that hoe over there, like, it's just too much. How do you use it? I've never seen anybody use it in a sentence properly.
Oh, you're right.
Look at thought over there. Like, okay, yeah. Thought ran it.
I feel like maybe we could just have to say, like, what a thought.
What a that hole over there.
Yeah, I guess whoever made it didn't think it through. And exactly. We didn't think it through either.
We didn't. I didn't have to because I didn't create it, damn it. The person who made the damn word should have thought about it. Shoot. Anywho, we love thought juice. Why did this become thought juice? Do they always drink it?
It's like the new Four Locos.
Oh,
it's just like whole drink, you know, Smirnoff Ice.
Ooh, back they in love the day. Smirnoff Ice.
I just love Smirnoff Ice.
Sure, me too. Man. I don't
drink
no damn
it.
I love Smirnoff Ice.
Or coolers, wine coolers, I'm sure. Alizé. Something.
Alizé for sure is thought juice.
So it's like the new.
The new
Moscato.
New. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, whatever. I'm still drinking strawberries.
Still about Moscato. Yes.
Strawberries are great. And then finally, I still have yet to try the cranberries. Somebody found it. I need to go find it. I need to go find the cranberries.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either. I'm upset. What's the big idea? But, hey, thought juice, You got it.
Yes.
You're one of our favorite things.
Budweiser.
Yes,
Budweiser. You guys catered to the women.
You definitely did. You definitely did. Next on our list is Pharrell.
Yes.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Pharrell.
I know you do.
And I want to meet him so bad. He's like a mentor in my head. For everything awesome.
He is really awesome. And he's smart. He's a good businessman. He makes great music. And he can actually sing.
Yes.
I love that.
He made one of my favorite songs this year. Fantastic. Happy.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Like,
I love that song.
That song, if you don't even like twitch a little bit, it's like something is wrong with you.
Yeah.
Like, it is impossible. And I have followed his channel. I subscribed to his channel. I Am Other on YouTube. And, you know, since he made that 24 Hours of Happy website, they've been rolling out an hour, like, every day of that. So it's like, he always dances first and through the whole song, and then next is, like, someone else, and they dance throughout the whole song for a whole hour. And it's really, really cute. And then, you know, they made it, put it together and put it in a whole video. But I haven't watched the whole hour yet. I've watched maybe like 15 minutes of each video, if that's
right.
But it's so cute. Like, the one I saw yesterday, there were these two people. It was like a little like couple. They were like swing dancing to the music. Aww. It was just really, really cute. And it's just like such innovative ideas. And he's like one of those people who, what we were talking about earlier, it's like, go for your dreams and do what's best for you and what you love to do.
And what makes you happy.
There you go.
Yeah. So definitely a good theme song. I love it. I love, love, love that song.
It's so cute.
It is. So it's adorable. And I just love it. I just like him, period, as far as just all around person. I think he's, like I said, he's a good businessman, a good artist, good, just good all around, good person. He doesn't bother me like Jay-Z and Beyonce. He's not arrogant.
No,
yeah,
he's not.
You know, he has his ideas, he comes out with them, and he puts them out there. It's just like, okay, here, look, I have a gem for you. Would you like to see it? Here it is.
Because with him, it's like, he's cool.
Yeah.
But he's not too cool for school.
Exactly. And that's what I like about him. And he doesn't force his, like, creativity on you, kind of like the way Kanye does. Like, oh, yeah, I am cool and I am creative. Like,
right.
Okay, just let your creativity speak for itself.
Right.
And that's what Pharrell does. And that's what I really like about him.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all around. Favorite person for 2013.
Y'all hear these cats? Y'all heard you heard that cat?
I heard that cat.
That is one of our most unfavorite things.
Yeah.
Of 2013.
God damn it.
These alley cats. They're still bothering us.
Damn it. Like, what are y'all doing out there?
Oh, I feel so bad.
For the cats?
Because it's cold outside.
I know.
It's like super cold.
And they go and hide under cars, poor things.
Next, one of our favoritest things
is Vine.
Yes, we love Vine.
Yo, I've gotten so many good laughs off of Vine. So many.
What do you think has been, if you had to pick one Vine, what do you think has been your favorite?
Oh my god. The one with Helen Keller.
Yeah, I was screaming at that one too.
I can't breathe. That one, and then the one where they did Karate Chop with to Soul Train.
Oh yeah, that was good.
I watched that one over 100 times.
That one was good. Those two were good, and also the one with the kid who was just like, bitches be like, you, and then the mom
came and I was like, you better watch your motherfucking mouth.
Yes. Yes. He looks so scared. Like, that one.
Mine.
And of course, Stephanie Tanner.
Of course.
Doing bands.
Bands. Yes. 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 I don't know if you guys have ever seen that Helen Keller one.
Yo.
Yo. That one is just, it just, oh, I can't breathe. I couldn't
That kid's
read.
Funny.
He's very funny.
I've seen some other rhymes from him that have been
really?
Funny. Mm-hmm. Jerry Perp Drake.
thing is funny. When the beat dropped, Helen Keller.
Yeah.
Wait, go. Wait,
bro. And it's just, it's him, it's his boy in like a Jerry Curl wig with glasses on and a hat. Just sitting still, because he's telling Heller. But it's like, why did you need all the accessories?
Why?
That she was Helen Keller.
Or at least got a white girl sitting in the car, do something. Why you had to put on that wig and that hat?
And why that song out of all songs? It's just, the whole thing is hilarious.
It's just hilarious. Oh.
We love Vine.
Vine. I love Vine. Do you think that Terrio saved Vine?
No.
I don't think so either. A lot of people try to credit him with saving
Because we didn't even say Terrio.
Right.
Like, I didn't even think about him just now. I'm thinking of my favorite Vine.
I always remember, because the thing was, like, quote unquote, Vine was about to die because Instagram had started their whole Instagram vids. Everybody hates fucking Instagram vids. Nobody even likes them.
It's like, some of them are good, but it's like, but Vine is still great.
Yeah, for the most part, I just don't think, I feel like the people who are, it's just too much time, and it doesn't give them that, they're just not as creative on Instagram video to me as they are on Vine. And if anything, it wasn't Terrio that saved him. It was his cousin who saved him. Mm-hmm. His cousin was the one who was saying the stuff.
You know, we dislike fat kids. That's all. Fat black kids that
don't go to school.
He got so big.
Oh my God, he's only 6. It's crazy. A lot of people didn't believe it. A lot of people were like, he's only 6 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt the little boy knows how to read with his homeschooling. Mm. And now you can see in his poor little face that he's just tired.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bye, Terrio. You didn't say bye. But a lot of people said that, and I don't think so. I don't think
Complex said that.
They interviewed him and said, meet the kid
who's saying bye.
No. Because the people were saying that before, and I don't think that he did it at all. No. No. Instagram saved Vine, because the Instagram videos, they sucked when people started making them. There are only a couple of them that have been, like, funny to me, but I can't tell you any Instagram video that I watch constantly that makes me laugh. I can't say that. Vine, yes.
Right, you're right. Because, you know, a lot of Instagram videos that I see are just people talking to the camera.
Yes! You're boring! You're not doing nothing! Get out of here!
And it's never, like, anything.
Or they're over there singing in their car.
Not all... Haitian Didi be like...
Yes!
It's people just talking to the cameras or in their cars or singing. And it's also too long. Like, Vine spoiled us because you had to get extremely creative in 6 seconds.
Right.
Or 7 seconds, however long it is.
Right.
But I'm sure if Instagram might have come out with video first and it was 15 seconds, then it would have been like, okay, because 15 seconds is still a short amount of time.
It's still a short amount of time.
But people
in
who
comparison
do,
to Vine.
Yeah, people who do it in Vines, they master it. They exactly. master our attention spans, which is unfortunately now 6 seconds.
6 seconds.
But it's like, if you... Right, we're crying at these Vines.
Yeah. I can't say any Instagram video where I'm just like crying at it. If there's any funny Instagram video, I've probably watched it 5 times. Vine videos, I can say that I favorited it. Yes. And I go back to watch it when I need a laugh.
Yes. Just follow the funny Vine account.
Yeah. Yes. Because
anytime I'm just like, let me look at some Vines. They're so freaking funny.
Love Vine. One of our favorite things in 2013.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yes. I think it's made from the people of Twitter.
Is it?
I want to say. Let's Google that right now. Maybe we should have Googled it. Who made Vine?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's owned by Twitter.
It's owned by Twitter.
Okay.
Did they now, or did they always own it?
I think that they always owned it.
Oh, we'll check that out.
Nope. It was founded by Dom Hoffman, Russ Yusupov, and Colin Kroll. And then it was acquired by Twitter in October 2012.
Ah.
So I guess kind of like it always was, because they didn't debut until this year.
Right.
So.
Smart. We love Vine.
Mm-hmm.
So, moving on to our next thing that we love, driving to Connecticut. I absolutely loved it. It's such a great drive, and we drove out there twice to go and record with the fellas of The Lost Dial.
Yes.
Mike and Sterling. And I just, it's such a great ride, great drive. It's like, what, 2 hours to get out there, and you're driving through the mountains. It's really peaceful. It's nice. I really, really liked it. I really like driving to Connecticut. It was great. And we had such a fun time each time, especially this last time. This last time was... We had too much fun. It was crazy.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun. We had treats. We had snickerdoodle milk.
We had so much food.
Cookies, goldfish cookies, which are delicious.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Especially the vanilla cupcake one. You got to try them. So, so good. And we just had so much fun there. And I really, really liked doing that. Especially because, like, in New York, I don't get to do that many long drives.
Right.
So, for me to just hop into the V-dub and drive out there, like, it just feels... It just
barely any traffic.
Yeah.
Smooth sailing
each time. Yeah, each time. Thank you, Jesus. Only thing I don't like about the drive is when we're coming back in New York and they're not having street lamps. Like, what?
I know, it's so scary.
It's very scary. You can't see. And super so, like, scary. When the other cars on the other side... in the opposite direction, have their lights blaring at you. You can't see the lights.
Yeah, I don't understand why there's not any lights over there.
It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. So, even if you have your high beams on, you're still not even going to be able to see the street.
It's like, and the wind.
Yeah.
I think the wind is like the scariest part.
Yeah, that's the part that's the scariest. However, we get back into this, you know, city and then we're fine. But it's great. I love driving to Connecticut. What's next on our list? We have...
Hulu Plus.
Oh, I love Hulu Plus.
Yeah, we've definitely gotten more into Hulu Plus.
Definitely.
And subscription-based services.
Oh, yeah. And I make my Hulu Plus work for me because I watch a lot of their Hulu exclusive shows, especially Coronation Street. Can't wait to get home to watch the next episode tonight.
Yeah, you can really make it work with doing that. But even now, even if you didn't watch their stuff, because now if you go online, they only give you like 2 shows that you can watch for free or something like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you basically have to pay.
Yeah, if you want to watch more.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Because I tried to watch it at work. And, and after a couple episodes, it was like, do you want to try Hulu Plus? you can try it free for whatever, what is it, a week or a month?
I already have it.
So I was like, all right, let me sign in.
Right. Yeah. And they have a lot, they actually have a lot of, good Hulu exclusive shows. So if you guys have Hulu Plus, definitely check those out. Make your money work for you. Because, I mean, other than the fact, like, Fox, I don't like Fox because they lock their shows and they're not available to be watched until 3 days after the show aired. But if you have Hulu Plus, you can watch it the next day. Yeah. So, but, however, still, use Hulu to watch, like, the Hulu exclusives. Definitely get your money's worth. They have movies on there.
Mm-hmm.
They have, there's this reality show that they have called Behind the Mask, and they follow, like, all these people who are in,
They're robbers?
No, they wear...
They're Robin Hoods.
No, they're the mascots. They saw. Sports teams. And so they've got the... Some pro basketball team, a college football team, and then the high school football team. I think, yeah, it's really good. I need to watch the next episode because I want to know if the nerdy boy is going to go to prom with the girl that one of the cheerleaders. Like, he's a super, super nerd, but he, like, walks up to her and he asks her if she has a date to prom. So I'm really hoping that she says no. And
is the show really stressful? Is it stressful for them?
It is stressful for them, yeah, to be a mascot because, like, every time they take off those suits, they're, like, sweating and disgusting. And there's this one guy, he's a pro, he's the mascot for this pro hockey team. And, you know, he's got this one where they're, like, playing against people. He's trying to get the crowd ramped up, and they're just looking at him like, get out of here, you penguin. Nobody wants to talk to you. And then there's one where it's Milwaukee, I believe, the guy. And the Milwaukee basketball team.
The Bucks?
The Bucks. And
bet you didn't know. I knew that.
Check you out. he was the first person to do like one of those big stunts where they come from like 100 feet into the air and like do a dunk. He was the one who started it.
Oh wow. Yeah. And so, he's old?
No, he's not old at all. He's 35 or something like
how
that.
How long has he been a mascot for?
I don't know. I can't remember how long. If they said it, I didn't pay attention to it. He's married, has a kid, but on this next one, like, he's doing a trick and he messes up his ankle. Yeah. And so, like, you know. Oh, and there was one where they were bringing him down in on a harness and he fainted. He passed out.
In the harness?
Yes. In front of hundreds of thousands of people watching his game. In the harness coming down, and so like they had to stop the game, postpone it, try to figure out what was going on with him. Yeah, it's actually a really good show, only on Hulu Plus. Yeah, Behind the Mask. So it's a good reality show.
I'm thinking about getting Chromecast so I can get Hulu Plus.
Oh yeah, check you out. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much is it? Like $35 for the movie? Yeah, so I think it's worth it.
I definitely think it's worth it too because my Google TV doesn't have it.
Google TV.
See you later.
She gave him the whole he's over. Yeah,
you're still here. I mean, I need you.
So Hulu Plus, it's definitely one of our favorite things.
Yes.
Yeah, love it.
And two of our favorite shows this year.
Yes. Blacklist.
Blacklist.
Whoa.
We've talked about it before.
Gotta watch it. Get into it.
Get into it. Just it's into on their it. Mid-season finale right now.
Yeah, they're on a hiatus, so you have enough time to go back and watch the 9 episodes.
It's so and get into good. It is really, like, one of the best shows, if not the best show, like, on at least network TV, definitely.
For 2013, for sure.
For 2013,
yeah. I know it's going to be, it's got to have some kind of, like, Emmy nominations, for sure.
Is it or
Emmy?
At least Golden Globe. Let's see.
Because that show is so good.
And also, we loved Orange is the New Black.
Yes, we definitely did love that show. Did they get nominated for anything?
I know that Homegirl did. Piper.
Piper, the girl who plays Piper.
I mean, I can give it to her.
Yeah.
She did a good job because we hated her.
Yeah, definitely. Orange is the New Black. If you haven't heard about it, again, what rock are you living under? You can't be listening to our podcast and live under a rock.
Right.
You can't do it. You have to come up from under that rock and engage with us in the real world. Orange is the New Black.
They did not get nominated. Oh, wow. Neither show got nominated for Best TV Series.
Wow. Well, maybe they'll get Emmy nods.
I don't know. But yeah, Taylor Schilling definitely did.
Well, it's good for her.
And so did James Spader.
Oh, really?
Best Actor.
Oh, good, good, good. I love James Spader.
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black is a show based off of a memoir written by Piper Kiernan. She was in jail and you know, for a white-collar crime in maximum security prison with women. And it basically details all of her trials and tribulations in prison. It's a really, really good show, and it's a Netflix exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I gotta give it to Netflix, though. Their Netflix exclusive shows have been amazing. The only one I haven't watched is the scary one. They have, like, a horror one.
House of Cards got nominated.
Oh, check them out. See? Another Netflix exclusive. Netflix is doing the damn
thing. Oh, and so did American Horror Story!
Yay! Alright! So, super good. Orange is the New Black, great show. If you haven't watched it and you have Netflix, I don't know what you're waiting for. Get into it. They're already filming season 2 right now. And it should be coming back next year.
Yeah, definitely coming back next year. So, we loved it. Everyone gobbled it up.
Yeah, everyone. So, I have not heard or met anyone who did not like Orange is the New Black.
I have.
You have?
At my job. Yeah, like 2 people. But the thing is, like, everyone, I guess, recommended to them, and maybe they came in with, like,
super big expectations.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like for us, because it was just like, oh, what is this show? Yeah. And then it was, like, the first couple episodes, it was like, oh my gosh, like, we have to... I think I watched it in, like, 2 days.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Definitely.
Like, I didn't give my... I was, like, staying up madly.
Right.
I don't think I've ever marathoned a show like that before. Like, no. I've never really stayed up late until, like, 3 o'clock in the morning
to watch it. It's that good.
Watching this show.
It was that good. It's that good.
Yeah,
show,
it was
guys.
Great.
Yeah, we love.
So definitely had to be one of our favorites, and we love the actors on it.
Yeah,
like, they're all so good.
They really are.
My favorite is Pusey.
I love her, and we got to. Well, not me and Ari, but
no.
I got to meet some of the cast members of Orange Is the New Black. We went to some screening for another Netflix exclusive show, Derek, and they were there. So Radseed and I got to meet some of them, and they were really nice. The lady who plays Crazy Eyes, I forget her name, starts with an A, but she was there. She was super nice. They were all really nice. Everybody, you know, they mingled, even though, like, we got this disclaimer or this warning, like, oh, please don't bother the actors and actresses, blah, blah, blah. But they were very, you know.
Yeah, like, come on.
Nice, yeah. And they were mingling with everybody. They came over and talked to us. Like, you didn't even have to initiate conversation with them. You just passed by them, like, hi, whatever. You just let them know that you like their work. And they were really excited.
And remember we saw one of the other ones at some bar?
Yeah,
I don't know her name in the show.
Yeah, the one with the Afro puff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw her at the bar, and she was really, I was like, hey, that's another one in black. And she was really, really nice. So it was fun. And it's a good show. Watch it.
Please.
Just get into it. One of our next favorite things is...
Yeah, we talked about this.
We've talked about this
a few times. Yes. Cults. You should know this already.
That's my favorite song, After Go Outside. We love Cults. Check them out. If you haven't, they're on Spotify. They're on iTunes. They're everywhere.
Such a good band from Brooklyn.
Yes, from Brooklyn. So support them. Check them out. They're just... so fun and cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And very unexpected.
Very unexpected.
You know, at a Pusha T concert.
I feel like we enjoyed them more than Pusha T.
I think we did.
Should we not have? I mean, we never admitted this, but yeah.
We definitely did. We definitely
did. Sorry, Pusha.
Yeah.
But we should put on one of our favorite things for 2013 as a Pusha Pop dance.
Pusha Pop, yes! I did it for Jessica.
What did she do?
She loved it! And she says every time she hears No Regrets, she sees it. The Pusha Pop. Y'all gotta see the Pusha Pop. Maybe we'll do it at the next wine club.
Yes. We did it at the Holiday Karaoke that we never went to. Right? I think we did it there. I think we did it when we were in
Hawaii. Yeah. The Pusha Pop. Oh, yeah. So we really do love Cults, and they are a great band. Check them out, ladies and gents.
And our final thing that we love
is...
Songza!
Yay! Oh, my gosh. Songza. What a breath of fresh air amongst all of these, you know, music selection apps that you can listen to.
Yes.
Songza is so great. I just love... whoever's the sommelier there for the music there.
The curators.
Yeah,
they like
the curators. They do an awesome job. So they have these, songs is kind of like Pandora. However, they have playlists that are already set up.
Right.
So if you want 80s music, they have a playlist called 80s music, and that's solely what they play.
Right. We've talked about our love for songs before.
Yeah. So you definitely check out Songza. I love it.
It's free.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I love about Songza is that there's so much new music that you can discover from it. Like, I found out about my new favorite guy, Toro y Moi, from Songza.
Yeah.
And, like, what I do when I'm listening to something on Songza and it's like, oh, I really like this, I'll just take a screenshot so I can look at it later and then look up the other music that they might have and then... And then that's that. But, like, Songza is amazing. Like, whoever does the music for them. I mean, we can make playlists, too, if you want to. But, I mean,
definitely.
I don't want to.
I don't need to.
Yeah, like, there's music for if you need to work out. Well, the good thing about it is, even you have these, song lists for, how they say, like, it's a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, are you pull it up. So,
are you lounging? Are you relaxing? Do you want music with words? Are you working with words?
Like,
whatever. But they also have music based on your mood.
Yes.
So, like, if you're going through a breakup, if you're cleaning around the house, if you're driving, like, they have something for everything. And it's just like, it's wonderful because, like, I was seriously getting tired. I haven't listened to Pandora since I found Songza.
Yeah.
And I have not missed it. Sorry, Pandora. Sorry, not sorry. So, we love it.
My favorite playlist on Songza is definitely the 90210 Slumber Party. it's my favorite one.
Let me see what some of my favorites are. I have so many favorites.
Oh, so like right now when you sign in, it says, it's Thursday night. Play music for bedtime, reading, editor's picks, sitting by the fire, the holidays, drinking wine with friends. So you can just pick one.
They have that perfect one for you.
Yeah. Wine with friends. And then when you click on drinking wine with friends, it's either catching up on old times, sipping slowly, or raising your glasses. So you pick that, and they have, like, these great, like, you know, playlists.
I was listening to one of their Christmas playlists. I'm listening to a few. They're pretty good. Like, they have Christmas music from now, Christmas music from a long time ago. So it's really good. My favorite, Smooth R&B Christmas is what I was listening to last. And also The Biggest Christmas Hits of All Time. That's a good one. That one's really, really good. Clearly I've only wanted to listen to Christmas. Today's Christmas Voices at Christmas.
Oh yeah, they have a concierge. That's what they have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but my favorite ones, 90s dance hits.
Love it.
A Jolt of Creativity, that one's good. Bad Boys hits, I love. Block 50, that one's a good one to find new music to.
Is it?
Uh-huh, because I guess, like, they keep it updated with, like, indie pop music every once in a while.
Oh, and for me, I like Welcome to Classical. That one's a really good one because you get introduced to really good classical. Because I like to listen to classical music when I'm cleaning. And I would just have to stop and, like, what song is this? And then it also gave me, you know, names of songs that I've heard before that I just didn't know. And that's why I just really like songs. I love it.
Yeah.
Love.
I think what really got me started on the actual playlist that I didn't really, when I was kind of just going through it, was the girls one.
That was my very first one that I listened to. Yeah. So right now they have, as far as moods, they have aggressive, angsty, atmospheric, energetic, funky, mellow, rowdy, seductive, sexual, trippy, visceral, warm. Like, ooh, I wonder what's in the visceral. In the visceral playlist, they have drum and bass workout, aggressive dubstep. I still don't know what dubstep is. Hip hop trunk rattlers. Hey. Dubstep dictionary. Today's main stage, like the Swiss bank. So it's all like Swiss beats. Every song that Swiss beats has ever produced is in there. See, that's the kind of stuff that Songza does. Pandora doesn't do that for you. And Pandora, you have to listen to their ads. Songza, they just have ads that are visual. You don't have to hear any ads. They don't.
Sometimes they have ads, but I feel like I've rarely ever heard one.
I don't think I've ever heard an ad. I always just see it pop up, but I've never heard it. Yeah, I've never heard anything. It just pops up. They're always visual. Nothing audio like Pandora.
Spotify has ads.
Yeah. Spotify has ads for sure. Not that I don't like Spotify, but out of all my favorites, Songza for sure is my favorite. And that was the last of
them. Yeah, that's our favorites. Yeah. So if you guys have any favorites of 2013, we definitely want to hear what they are.
Yeah.
Because maybe we'll get introduced to something new.
Yeah.
Too.
And we hope that we introduce you to something new.
Like, what's a thought? Yeah. And encourage you. to maybe drink some cider.
Yeah, drink some cider.
And if you haven't discovered Songza, why weren't you listening to our previous show?
Exactly.
So there you go.
Why weren't you?
Yeah.
Get into it.
And, oh, also, we like Cinnamon on the Lights.
Oh, yes.
From Taco Bell.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are delicious. And I randomly stumbled upon them, and they're just so good.
They would probably taste so good with ice cream. Vanilla ice cream.
That's exactly what I thought when I bit into one. I was like, this would be perfect.
My Olivia smile.
Yeah.
Oh, and we forgot Chloe.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Chloe, how can we forget her?
We ranted about Chloe on our episode with the Lost Diaries.
Yes. Yes.
And yeah, I think that was episode 47.
47. Yes.
We love.
Love Chloe.
Chloe.
Love Chloe. And we still make her face all the time.
All of the time. Mm-hmm. I find myself saying like that sometimes. Yeah.
Love Chloe. Love her.
So it's that time.
It's that time.
Ding dang da, ding ding ding.
It's cocktail time.
What do we have this week, Dee Dee?
Well, the drink of the week is titled The Peacemaker, and this is in celebration of the life of Nelson Mandela and also for Pope Francis, who is Time's Person of the Year. So, for this drink, you're going to need 1 ounce of Bailey's Irish Cream, 1 ounce of Kahlua, 1 ounce of Southern Comfort, and 6 ounces of milk. You're going to mix over ice in a highball glass and alter, and you can alter the proportions of alcohol for taste. You can put more or you can put less. I will put more. And then you enjoy. Yeah, that's what you do. You enjoy the Peacemaker. And I'm sure you'll be at peace drinking that.
I'm sure you will too. Just don't get into any fights or anything.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't
drink. How can you drinking Bailey's Irish Cream and Kahlua?
I don't know.
You can't do
when
that.
The liquor's in the system. Hey, you know, we'll tell them.
So, is that the end of our show?
That's the end of our show. Aww. It's definitely one of my favorites. I'm going to add this to my 2013.
Me too. So, where can we find you, Ari?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ariel Cherie. And where can we find you, Dee Dee?
You can also find me on the Twitter and Instagram, Lucky Stars, LuckyStarz. And you can find the show, us, on Twitter, Catnaps, the letter N, Cognac. you can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/catnapsandcognac. We're on Podbean, catnapsandcognac.podbean.com. We're also on the Spreaker Network, whoop, 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 whoop. So check us out there from episodes 34 and on. We are also on iTunes. Yeah, for sure. Check us out there. Find us there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So like our page and rate us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Don't be stingy. And if you have ever listened to, what was that? Our first show we talked about being stingy with stars? I think. Or was that our second show?
It might have been our second.
Second show. Well, if you've been here from the beginning, you know about being stingy with stars. So don't be stingy with the stars. And send us an email at catnaps.andcognac@gmail.com. Let us know what some of your favorite things of 2013 are. If you want us to talk about a specific topic, let us know. And if you just want to shout out accolades, you can send us an email there too. We definitely like when you email us and talk to us on Twitter. We love it when you interact with us.
I love it.
Yeah. So I think that's it.
That is the end of our show. Should we close it out with a Christmas carol? What should we sing?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Santa Claus is coming to town?
Sure. Can we sing it like Jackson 5? Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, yeah. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah. We're going to be ready.
Yeah.
We're going to be ready.
Good caroling. Y'all going to join us, right? Look at us. We sound good. Don't fret.
The root of 2 2s and rub and pum pum. That's my favorite part in the song.
Me too.
What's a root of 2 2?
What is that? All right, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Santa baby, just slip a saving under the tree for me.